Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood, and we are taking a quick trip over to New Zealand. We love stopping in. We are going to Gisborne right now because Sit Down In Front, this is a full-on punch in the face of some anarchy punk. Their brand new single is Don't Push The Button. We're going to find out what happens if that button is pressed right now from frontman Corey Newman. Corey, thanks for calling in from New Zealand, mate, and spending some time on Ausmade.
No problems, Matt. Good to be able to be on the air in Australia.
Now, how are things going for you personally over in New Zealand? Everything's going all right, Corey?
Everything's going great. I just got back from the beach. It's a beautiful day where I am and living more or less as normal.
Living time, spending it writing some anarchy punky lyrics. We are loving Don't Push the Button.
Glad you're loving it. I mean, many years ago, back when international travel was still a thing, I actually went to America with my family. And yeah. You know those little breakfast rooms in those American hotels, how they always have the news playing in the background?
Yeah.
On this particular morning, Kim Jong-un and Trumpy were taunting each other and bringing out who had the bigger, quote-unquote, nuclear button.
Sure.
That just captured my imagination.
Yeah.
Firmly anti-nuclear war and firmly anti-Donald Trump myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. But I also like thinking about the button itself, and I'm like, he acts like a little kid. Little kids love pushing buttons. And I just, you know, was captivated by the idea of a nuclear button on his desk, and I was thinking about this big red button that might make some fun lyrics. So I played around with it and wrote some lyrics about don't push the button that will blow up the world. In case anyone's wondering who Johnny is in the lyrics, Johnny never pushed the button. John Key, ex-Prime Minister of New Zealand. He may not have been a terribly great Prime Minister, but at least he was smart enough not to push nuclear buttons.
And you didn't just have a bit of fun with the lyrics of this one, Corey. You've had a lot of fun with the film clip as well.
Oh, the film clip was
so good.
Fun to make. My dad, who manages the band, and a guy we know, Josh O'Neill, built it in a shed down by the docks in Gisborne. It took about 3 weeks to build it.
Did they really?
Yep. And we had this huge fake Oval Office and all this loaned furniture, and we ended up seeing about all the building and materials and all the other stuff, like the actor we hired. It cost us all about 10 grand NZ to make it, but it was good fun.
It looks good fun, mate.
Shout out to NZ on Air for hooking us up with main funding.
Oh, good. So that's how we did it. I saw in the film clip the little watermark in the top corner. So you've gone for some funding and got this all
and
going
we
together.
Got it. That was good the first time you. We got NZ on Air funding. I was stoked. Because it was actually lunchtime at school the day I found out, and Dad texted me. Ironically, I was in the middle of a music lesson.
Oh, awesome.
I just about dropped the phone when I saw the message, and I told my tutor straight away. Turns out he'd had bands in the past that had tried to apply for it, and it had taken him heaps of tries.
Sick.
He said it was a huge achievement, and he was stoked on my behalf.
Now, it looks like you guys have a heck of a lot of fun with the band Sit Down In Front. How did the name come about, Corey?
There are two ways it could have come about.
Yeah.
My first concert was an AC/DC concert in Wellington at the Cape Tin when I was 12.
Yeah.
And we're in the wheelchair box, so we had mean seats, but there was this dick a few rows up who was standing up and still blocking our view. Then there was a guy in the row behind him, like two rows in front of us, who was like, "Hey, you, sit down in front," and pointed to him and carried on. That caught my imagination, but this was long before the band came along, if you remember.
Yeah.
Much later on, when the band came along, also, because I'm the front man and I sit down, and then I remembered that episode at the concert, and my dad and I thought it was a great name, and it appears to have stuck.
Very cool, mate. Now, Corey, do you mind telling us a little bit about your own circumstances?
Go right ahead.
So you front
what
the
you like to know?
You front the band in the wheelchair.
Yes, I do. It's one of the things that makes us identifiable and different, and you know, makes us stand out.
Absolutely rocket there too. Are you sporting the mohawk at the moment?
No, because at Catholic college that I go to, no mohawks.
Okay.
Yeah, that said, the hair gel does feel a bit annoying after a while, sure. So I'm kind of glad I don't have to have it all the time.
And so what else is coming up for you, Corey? What else is Sit Down In Front doing throughout 2021, mate?
Throughout 2021, our next gig that I can talk about is in Auckland at Galatos, which is a place on Kay Road in the central city. It's called Punk It Up. It's a festival of punk music.
Awesome.
There were some Australian bands that were meant to come over, but yeah, the bubble didn't form worse luck. So the Johnnies, who are a band I know and like, won't be there, which annoys me. But the good news is that was actually why we got the gig, was because we were actually replacing some of the overseas bands that can't come.
Sure. And you're going to continue to bring out some music as well?
Yeah, we've got a few songs that might be coming out throughout 2021. We've just been to the studio, actually.
Have you?
We recorded two songs. Can't really reveal any more details at this early stage.
Awesome, mate. That's all right. It's good to have some things up your sleeve. We're focusing on Don't Push the Button right now, hey? That's what we've got to get the people around.
Yeah, let's get Don't Push the Button going big before we focus on anything else.
Good on you, Corey. Well, why don't we play it right now, hey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome, Corey. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you here. I might let you introduce it.
This is our song, Don't Push the Button, and it's all about nuclear war!